Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And as we talked about quite a bit the first couple of hours of the program, this is the best time of the year to start a new lawn. And it's the best time to get the lawn thick and full and to help you to think about what is the best way to put in that lawn. I've asked Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company to join us this morning to talk about lawn care. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Always good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Ashton. Things are beginning to cool off a little bit here in New England. We got down to 40 last night and going to have a high of 70. So things are beginning to cool off a little bit, which is telling me, let's plant that grass seed and let's get the lawn nice and thick. So how can you help us? How can you help us today doing that?
Well, we always think of spring and fall as being the time to put down grass seed. But the advantage you have in fall is that the soil is already warm, unlike early spring. And so the grass seed comes up much faster. In fact, you can usually gain at least a whole week on germination. Seeding right now when the soil is warm and when you're starting to get those heavy morning dews, and you're also starting to get maybe the cooler nights, then this is an ideal time to get the grass seed in. But you want to hurry and do it because you want enough of that root to get established before we start to get a lot of the alternating freezing and thawing. Because if it's not very established and it's just barely coming up, then the alternating freezing and thawing that we get later on going into winter will push those seedlings up out of the ground, and they will just dry up, and they won't get established. So you want to get it done as soon as possible.
Now, what are the steps that people should use when they're putting in a new lawn, Ashton?
Well, you want to break the soil up at least enough so that the roots get a chance to go in. So if you can do some tilling or heavy raking so that you can break up the top few inches, and then you want to put down your starter fertilizer and then your grass seed, and you select your grass seed by the kind of conditions that you have. The best grass seed we sell is the Scotts Turf Builder grass seed line, and with that, each one of the seeds is coated with a super absorbent material to hold the moisture next to the seed while it is germinating, and you would select the blend there that matches up with your conditions, whether you have sun or sun and shade, or you have, say, dense shade, or if you have you want more heat tolerance, more drought tolerance, then you would select the blends from there. And then you put that seed down, and what I like to do is take a leaf rake. That's the flimsy rake, not the one that's got the real rigid steel tines. And I just flip it over so that the leaf rake tines are pointed up. And then I just get one drag, and that you're really trying to just kind of barely mix the seed up into the top 1/8 of an inch of soil. But if you see seed on top, that's fine. You just kind of like giving it one little pass to mix it, and then you start watering, and you keep it moist until you start to see the germination.
Now, when we talk about watering a newly seeded lawn, how often and how much water? And when's the best time to apply the water?
Well, you're trying to keep the upper surface moist. That first watering you put down, you can go a little bit longer because you want to, you've mixed the soil up and everything. So now you want to get a good deep a pretty deep watering. You don't want to float the seed away, but you give a pretty good watering. And then you're going to be keeping it just surface moist. And it depends a lot on how windy it is and how how exposed your area is for evaporation. So you could be watering twice a day or maybe four times a day. It's not like you have to float it away, but just keeping it moist at least during that first couple of weeks while you're seeing the grass seed germinate. And when you see the first grass seed germinate, you want to keep up that frequent watering because there's different grass varieties in the blend, and some of them come up quicker than others. And so you want to keep on going for at least another week past the time that you see your first germination.
Okay. And the amount of water we need per week is going to be what, like 1 inch per week, or do we need to do more than that?
Well, you know, when you put your first watering down, you give it a good watering, but I don't think you need to go 1 inch a week right at the beginning. But you do need to start to lengthen that watering. As you're getting to the point where the grass is starting to get tall enough to mow, then you want it to try to back off to twice a week, a half inch each time, and so you're getting down to about an inch a week. But that initially, when you're trying to get it up and going, I wouldn't be so concerned about how much I'm putting down, just wanting to keep the top surface moist.
Okay, now, once the grass begins to come up, the leaves are going to be falling, and we're going to need to get those leaves off. And the grass will eventually need to be mowed. When do we begin to mow that grass for the first time? Is there a height that we want the grass to get to?
That's a great question. When it gets to be about 3 inches, then you want to mow off a half inch, mow it down to about 2.5 inches. So when it gets to be nearly 3 inches, then I would just give it a mowing, and you won't hurt it. Just you might back off watering a little bit just before, so you're not creating a lot of mud on the tires of your lawnmower. But that's when you want to mow. And you mentioned the leaves falling down. A few leaves falling are fine, but if you have a blower to blow the leaves off, you can. But certainly you can take care of them when you do your first mowing.
Okay, but if you've got a leaf blower, that would be a lot better than taking a rake and pushing down hard on the rake and trying to get the leaves out, right?
Yeah, you can do a light raking once the grass is hooked in there pretty good, but you'll be able to tell because you don't want to pull up seedlings the same time you're pulling up trying to pull the leaves out of there. It's one of those things where you're just going to have to kind of like say, okay, a few leaves on there are okay. I don't want to mat it down to the point where they smother my seedlings. And, of course, at that point, that first lawn mowing that you go on, you might actually need to bag those leaves into your bagger. And that way you can help get them off of there.
Wonderful. Now, people that have moss, what do you suggest that they do with moss if they're going to be planting a new lawn?
Well, that moss doesn't have much of a root system. If you just rake it off, you'll be ready to plant. We do have a moss controls at Scott's that you can kill the moss with, but you'll still have to rake it off before you plant, because when you put the moss control down, it turns it black. But it's still there on the soil surface, and you really need to get that seed past that moss to the surface of the soil.
Okay, so we're going to go to our local garden center, to the Lawn Pro, to the hardware store, and we're going to tell them we're getting sun all day, or we're getting sun in the morning, shade in the afternoon, vice versa, and then they will help us to choose the best type of grass. And then, as you said, if we want something that will tolerate a summer where we get less rain and a lot of heat, there are varieties of grass that will have a deeper growing root system. What do you recommend? I mean, if you were putting in a new lawn at your home, you lived in New England, and you've got a couple of kids, a dog, you're getting sun all day. What type of a grass seed would you recommend, Ashton?
Well, in New England, most all the blends are going to have some Kentucky bluegrass in them, which is really quite good. And I like our Sun and Shade blend, and I also like our heat-tolerant blue blend. Both of those cover a wide range of conditions. But if I wasn't going to be able to do much watering, then maybe I would lean more towards the heat-tolerant blue.
Okay, so if you've got a built-in irrigation system, not a problem. If you're not going to be able to water on a regular basis, and there are a lot of towns in New England that, you know, as soon as the rain stops and we get the heat, we have water bans. And we can't take out that hose. Okay, we're coming up on a break, Ashton. When we come back, tell us, if we get a water ban, what would you recommend for the seed to use in that situation? Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 14th, 2012. Gold open this morning at 1771.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.68, $907.34 for a half ounce, or $453.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.68, $907.34, and $453.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, and we're talking about planting a new lawn at this time of the year. Now, Ashton, if the lawn is in good shape, what should we do to keep that grass nice and thick for the winter? I was looking at your little blog that you had, and we want to tell everybody about it because you had a really clever video that you posted on it this week. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, when you talk about feeding your lawn or taking care of your lawn this year, it's really all about feeding it. And if you can feed it twice this year, it makes it a lot thicker. And you're talking about, I think, that video that I posted where we were throwing eggs up in the air and trying to break them on a lawn. And
exactly.
A lawn that was fed four or five times a year was so much thicker than one that was only fed once or twice. And the two lawns we were comparing was one that was fed five times versus one fed two times. And it was kind of fun. It was one of those little experiments you can do in your own backyard. And it's on scotts.com on my blog. If you just enter, go into any one of my blogs, you can find it. It's back probably about 2 weeks ago was when I posted that.
Yeah, I
feeding
had a
your
good
lawn
time
twice
with
this fall, that's the key. And so the way I would like to do it is if I would like to, if you haven't fed it yet this year, is to feed it now with Super Turf Builder and then feed it again in about 6 weeks with Super Turf Builder Winter Guard. And those two feedings, you can get that from your Scotts Lawn Pro retailer. If you've on the four-step program and you're putting down your step four, then if you could come back with a fifth feeding, which would be the Super Turf Builder Winter Guard, this will make so much difference in your lawn now, but also next spring and next summer. You'll have such a stronger root system that if you do get into the watering bands next summer, your lawn will be better able to withstand that.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be feeding and you have weeds in your lawn, you've got some dandelion, some clover, chickweed, is there a product that we can put down that will feed the grass and take care of the weeds at the same time? Or is
question.
It too late? Is it too late to kill
no,
weeds?
Actually, now is a great time to take care of those weeds. And any time your midday temperatures are hitting, say, 50 to 60 degrees, it doesn't have to be that warm when you put it down first thing in the morning on, say, if you were using weed and feed, you had a lot of weeds, and you were using the Super Turf Builder Winter Guard plus weed control, plus two weed control, you would put it down first thing in the morning when it was moist from dew, and you want that temperature that day to hit maybe at least 60 degrees and not be raining, and it'll do a great job on the weeds. If you just had a few weeds, then the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Killer is great for just spot treating just a few weeds that you might have in the lawn. So something like ground ivy, some people call it creeping Charlie. You might want to go with the liquid because it's a little easier to kill that with the Weed Be Gone Max or with the Weed Be Gone Chickweed and Clover Killer, which the both of those do a great job on ground ivy.
Yeah, and most of us don't have the entire lawn covered with weeds, so we can just spot treat those areas to kill off the weeds. Now, if are we going to have enough time to kill the weeds and plant grass seed, or which one do we do?
Once you put down your grass seed, those new grass plants need to be mowed four times before you can put down a weed, before you can spray it with weed control. And if you get a day, you know, in November where you've got a string of days maybe at the hitting 60 degrees, then you can still get pretty good weed control. But if you're trying to kill the weeds first before you put down the grass seed, the only one that I could recommend that you would do now would be something like Roundup, because you can reseed in 7 days. The Weed Be Gones, they give you a much longer period of time you have to wait, and I think it'll be pushing too late to seed. Now, of course, if you're using the Roundup, you know that it's going to kill everything. So the only time I would do that is if I've got like nothing growing in that area that I want to keep, and I would just want to start all over. But if that's not the case, then I think I would just go in and seed now, not worry too much about the weeds, and then feed, and start to take care of the weeds, later on after I got my good grass seed up now while the timing is right.
Exactly. So probably the best bet would be walk around your yard, look and see what you have, then go down to your local garden center, talk to your lawn pro, and also go to the website. And what's that website, Ashton?
It's scotts.com. But you're right. Your local lawn pro retailer has been trained with the Scotts Training Institute. They can really help you.
Wonderful. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning for your valuable information, because this is the time to plant a new lawn. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together so that you can have a great end of the garden season. Fall is next week. Temperatures are beginning to cool off. Some of our plants are going dormant. The garden is beginning to go by in places. And there is a lot to do. So if we can help you, give us a call. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll all work together so that you can have a great fall season. Remember, roses, do not feed them. You want them to get tough for the winter right now. In preparation for the cold weather ahead, if you feed them, you'll encourage the plant to make a lot of new growth. You get the new growth, then the cold weather comes, and then you get dieback. So, no food on your roses. You're still going to take care of them with insect control and disease control, but do not feed them. In the vegetable garden, as you're cleaning, make sure you get all the plant debris away from it because they could harbor insect eggs that could create a problem for next year. And now is the time to plant garlic. So go down to your local feed and grain store, your local garden center. Don't use the garlic from the supermarket because it will not produce quality. You need to use something that was raised as a seed that will give you a better quality plant. We've talked about crabgrass. You need to bag it. So when you're mowing the lawn in the next month and you see red, you need to bag, because the red is the seed head, and each crabgrass plant can produce 500 to 1,000 seeds per plant. Very, very important. So put the bag on mower, suck up all those seeds, and you'll have less of a problem in the days to come. It's also time to lime the lawn. If you have moss, get the lime on it or Magic Cal. Now, lime, 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you're using Magic Cal, one bag will treat up to 10,000 square feet. So, you know, let's get there. In the garden, the same thing. When you get the garden all clean, add some lime. If you live near the seashore, when you see that we have had a storm, a northeast type storm, head down to the beach. Pick up the seaweed and add it to your soil. You can let it sit on top of the ground, and it will decompose with the weather, and then in the spring, chill it all in. Or, excuse me, if it's seaweed that you were able to pick up near a concrete wall where the waves hit the seaweed up against it and broke it into small pieces, blend it right into your soil. By spring, that seaweed will be all broken down, all rotted, and your soil will be absolutely beautiful. So because it's the end of summer, gardening is not done. Plants need to be cut back. This is a time to transplant. And if you want additional information, I have a website that will give you information at the touch of a button. We have a weekly newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. So sign up for it. It's free. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Mass with a question about clovers.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Fabulous show.
Hi, Bob. Thank you.
So I've got a very bad case of clover, okay? I've got a good-sized yard, probably about 21,000 square feet. And I have not bagged, I've been mulching, and mulching with the flower heads, not knowing that I'm spreading seed. I've been doing it for years. It's just spreading and spreading and spreading. And it's to the point where if I use a spray, which I have in the past, it's just too much of the yard. So, but the thing I want to know is, I listened to Ashton Ritchie, but the question I have is, should I try to slice seed? I mean, it's thick. So do you think it will work, or should I try to kill it and then try to seed?
The problem with clover is it will spread with an underground root system and with the flower. So you're getting attacked below ground and above ground at the same time, and that's why the clover is getting way, way ahead of you, because even if you had your bag you're on, and when you mowed, you cut all the flowers off and collected them in your bag of the lawnmower, because this is a perennial and very hardy, and it's able to spread underground with these roots and rhizomes, it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, what I would do, if the clover is a real problem, I would kill the clover now. I would get Roundup and get the good stuff. You've got a common Roundup that's 18%, and you have one that's 42%. Buy the more expensive product. Boneyed. They make something called Cleanup that's 42%. A little bit less money than Scott's. You apply it. You kill everything that's there. And when you get weather, the temperature is 70, 75 degrees, within a couple of weeks, that clover is all dead. Now, the old-fashioned way was to rototill, re-rake, regrade, and then plant. Today, that is no longer necessary. So you would kill the clover. When you see that it's dying, the Roundup will be active in the soil for a 10-day period. So if you put the Roundup Cleanup Kills All on your clover today, you wait 2 weeks, 14 days, then you rent a seed slicer. The seed slicer will cut right through the dead clover, and it will inject the seed into the soil. Then the grass will come up through the dead clover, and that means a lot less work for you. Now, when you use the seed slicer, go north to south and east to west, which means that you're going to put double the recommended amount of seed, but that's okay, because the cost of seed is nothing compared to having to do this all over again. Okay? And that's something that you can do right now. So, kill it. Get a good quality seed. Get a seed slicer. And go right through the dead grass. And the dead grass will act as a mulch to prevent erosion problems from the birds from picking out the seed. And believe me, your grass will be beautiful. And then you hit it again in October with a starter fertilizer. And by spring, you'll be in wonderful shape. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mitt from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese beetles.
Hey, Mitt, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club.
Hi, Mr. Perrin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, I have three questions. The first one is regarding Japanese beetles. I have three rose plants and one wild rose. Every summer, the Japanese beetle take over and kill them all. I have not seen it like any other plants that I have. I have some oriental lilies and hydrangeas. They are okay, but I have used products which I have used something in the fall. It's an organic product which kills the earlier stages of the beetles. I just have had no success, and I'm pretty annoyed at fact that they kill all my rose bushes. Actually, the bulbs.
Okay, well, there are... Well, for now, most of your Japanese beetle, their activities are pretty well done. They have laid eggs in your lawn and in your garden. And the only product that will kill the beetle in your lawn is not what you would normally use. Normally people would put down something called Grubex. And Grubex is a slow-release product that will last the whole year. At this time of the year, because the window to kill it is less because your days are getting cooler, you need a product that's going to work faster. So to treat the lawn, to kill the grubs and the eggs that are in your lawn right now, you use a product called Dilox.
How do you spell that?
It is spelled D-Y-L-O-X. D-Y-L-O-X. Okay. And every garden center carries it. You put it down with your spreader, you water it in, and that will change the powder to a liquid. The liquid will penetrate the soil and kill all the beetles in your ground. Now, next year, early in the year, you can buy a systemic insect control that you can put around your roses on a monthly basis. And when the beetle eats the leaf or the flower, it will kill them. Systemic.
It's called systemic?
Yes.
Insect okay. behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tusk.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Y trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Plant Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about Aster.
Good morning, Mary. How can we help you with your Asters today?
Good morning, Paul. This was the first year that I planted anything like tall phlox, lobelia, and an aster plant, and I'm wondering, do I do anything with these before winter?
Okay, now on your asters, were they summer flowering or are they the fall flowering asters?
Gosh, I don't know. I bought them at a church fair.
Okay, are they in bloom now or have they been blooming all summer?
They're in bloom now. I planted them in the spring, I guess, late spring, and then they have purple flowers on them now.
Okay, a small purple flower.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the aster with the small purple flower is a perennial. And it will traditionally bloom until we've had two or three good, hard frosts. So it should bloom until mid-October. So once you've had a frost, the foliage begins to turn brown. Cut it flush to the ground. Clean up the garden. And next year, you'll have a real surprise because the plant will have doubled in size. So if it's a foot in diameter right now, next year expect it to be 2 feet in diameter. And next year it may grow a little bit taller than it did this year, depending on the exposure. One thing that you can do in the first week of July with your fall flowering aster. Cut the plant in half. Okay? So it's probably will be a foot tall, maybe a little bit more. Take some pruners or head shears, cut the plant in half. And it will force the plant to be a lot wider. It will produce a lot more side shoots. It will produce many, many, many more blossoms on the plant, but the height will be a lot lower, because if it's not pruned, a fall flowering aster can get up to be almost 3 feet in height. So by pruning it first week in July, you prevent it from getting that tall. It doesn't fall over. It doesn't look messy. It tends to grow in like a ball rather than, you know, a tall growing perennial. And it will look a lot nicer in your garden. So write that down on your calendar. And also plants like your tall growing sedum. If you have a daisy that blooms in the fall called a Montauk daisy, that can be pruned in the fall, in the summer also, to control the overall height. And that will make a big difference in the quality of your garden, because the plants stay smaller. You get a lot more flowers, and it does not delay the blooming time. So you get a much, much better looking garden. So say to yourself, in July, I'm doing this for your own good, and your plants will be absolutely beautiful. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, go to the website. The website is paulparent.com. There is all kinds of information on there for you. And if you type in your email address, you will receive a free email every single Thursday. No charge. Lots of information to help you to become a better gardener.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.